You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my friend and co-host, and we are speaking with Bruce Bechtel, Professor Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University, the author most recently of Rogue Allies, the strategic partnership between Iran and North Korea. Right now, we're looking at the strategic partnership between North Korea and Russia. Bruce, is there a measure of how the North Korean deployment performed in combat and off the field in the recent deployment into the Ukraine conflict? And is there more to learn about the North Korean army? Though certainly those young men have not been battle-tested for, 70, 80 years. What is the measure? Good evening.
Good evening, John, and of course, good evening, Gordon. Well, the measure was exactly what you and I talked about, and Gordon, what I thought they would be. The Special Operations Forces from light infantry units in North Korea, about 12,000 guys, they actually performed very well. They had not been in a conflict with drones before, but they actually learned very quickly, and they fought quite fiercely. I mean, like savages almost, you could say, refusing to surrender, you know, all the stuff that one would think that North Korean Special Operations Forces would do, they did. Now, we had people that said they had heavy casualties. They did have several hundred killed reportedly and about 2,500 men that were injured. But if you're going to say that's cannon fodder, then you'd have to say everybody in this war is cannon fodder. Because as you gentlemen know, they have been taking casualties, both the Ukrainians and the Russians, crazily. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands a week, every week in that war. So I thought the North Koreans did quite well. Now, I would like to just bring up one thing. This is not the first and probably not the last war that these guys have fought in. The North Koreans had two battalions that were fighting in the Syrian Civil War right up until around 2019. They were called Chalma 1 and Chalma 7, and they were deployed right near Aleppo, where there was a lot of fighting going on. So this is not anything new for the North Koreans to do. They've done this in several wars in Africa as well. But it is interesting that it's in this kind of numbers. I mean, 12,000 men, that's a couple of brigades. That's a lot. That's a lot of guys. And now it looks like North Koreans are not just deploying special operations forces. Obviously, they're deploying artillery guys to help with the firing of these hundreds and hundreds of systems that North Korea has proliferated, sold to the Russians. And they've also deployed, it looks like, at least 1,000 sappers, what we would call combat engineers in the U.S. Marine Corps. And these guys are probably involved in not just mine clearing, but helping to construct underground facilities and things of that nature to help the Russians fortify the areas in eastern Ukraine that they've occupied. It, you know, in short, for lack of a better terminology, to help the Russians dig in, if you know what I mean. So the North Koreans are still, it's not just their all that material, although that's certainly the most important thing. But they're augmenting that with the deployment of forces, too, which even in a small way is helping out the effort for the Russians.
Gordon, you have a question for Bruce.
Bruce, in addition to the initial deployment of 12,000, 13,000 North Korean troops, there are reports that the second deployment will be an additional 30,000 plus the combat engineers. What can you tell us about the numbers?
I think that that may be a little high. We don't know. I'm not sure what those forces would be. But I would think that a lot of those forces would be support personnel for things like the artillery they're firing. Let me give you an example. The Russians do not have 170-millimeter artillery systems. That's essentially a big, giant coastal artillery gun mounted on a little T-50, 455 tank chassis. The North Koreans have sent about 200 of those systems over to the Russians. So they have to bring people over there to either man those systems or train the Russians on how to do so, because the Russians don't have that system in their military. The same goes for those 240-millimeter long-range MRLs. Both those systems are on the DMZ pointed at Seoul, by the way. They built new ones for the Russians. So they probably had to send literally a lot of that, is sending crews over to help man those systems. And with all the casualties that the Russians are taking, they may be sending crews over to help with that as well. Plus, they're probably sending over construction crews, military crews, to construct all kinds of facilities in eastern Ukraine, something the Russians may or may not have the manpower to do themselves. So 30,000 troops could be a lot of things, but those are the kinds of things besides special operations that I would assess they're doing.
Bruce, there were prisoners of war. What is their fate? North Korean prisoners of war.
Boy, that's a great question, John. I have no clue. I don't know if those guys will try to return home. I'm sure some of them will. Remember, these troops are in North Korea. All their families know, all of the families for these troops know that their sons are fighting in a foreign war, and their families are under heavy surveillance, and their families are being used as bait to get them back. So some of these guys are likely to say, I'm just not going back. I don't care what happens to my family. But there will be many who will go back just because they fear the safety of their families.
Did Ukraine learn anything useful from the POWs?
I think that they learned that the North Korean forces had changed a bit, had adjusted their tactics when fighting in a more modern warfare that includes things like drones and early warning battlefield radar and things of that nature, fighting more in the open as opposed to fighting in mountains, which is what these guys are largely used to. So I think that they've seen how the North Koreans have changed their tactics to fight in a war like this, which hopefully they're going to share with their allies, the United States and the South Koreans.
Gordon, just finally checking, as I did before, about missile technology and nuclear power technology. Was there any comment from Beijing about the casualties, about the North Korean deployment, anything at all from the government?
Nothing that I've seen, John. Nothing at all.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Bruce Bechtel, the author most recently of Rogue Allies. He's a professor at Angelo State University.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.